All right, my official timekeeper here says it's 7 o'clock, so we're going to begin tonight, and I'm going to call our special meeting to order. We have two items of business on the agenda, and we're going to take the second one first, if that makes sense. So the first item, then, the business is to discuss or approve an amended school calendar for 2020-21 school year. And what Nate told me that his recommendation, what he wanted us to do, was to amend the calendar that we would not be starting school on the 12th. The kids wouldn't be starting school on the 12th. They would be coming on the 24th. Is that not right, Stacy?
Teachers 10th, students 24th.
Okay, and that is due to the. Do you want to just explain that, or do you want me to explain?
Well,
you were there at the meeting.
I was at the meeting yesterday, and the details I do know is that teachers will start on the 10th. Students will start on the 24th. That way we'll be able to do the 1,062 hours. That way if something did happen where the school had to close down for a while, it's easier to build those hours back in because the middle and the high school go longer than they're supposed to anyway. They might have to add time to the primary and the elementary. And the same thing about the hybrid schedule.
That's not on this. That's really nothing.
So just the dates.
Just the dates. So what we would do if that's what the board chooses, we would change the start day as of now from the 12th to the 24th for students. Now, obviously, that's all subject to change. I mean, with everything that's out there and going on right now, and I know the governor was on today, there's lots of different things going on. So whether we're going to go to school, where we're going to have NTI, where we're going to have a hybrid schedule, what we're going to do. That doesn't address bus transportation, or that doesn't do any of this. So I guess we're just waiting to see that. So if you will have an option either to approve this change or not to approve. So
if we approve it, the only thing we're doing is approving that the teachers would go on the 10th and the students would go on the 24th, whether it be opening day or a hybrid or NTI or whatever, depending on what happens, I guess, between now and then.
And if you remember the legislators 2-3 years ago changed that where if they started later in the year, you could go to the hour schedule. Basically, that would be, we would be saving ourselves 10 days or something like that of instruction time. I mean, of days for the school to go. The hours would still be the same. Would be the 1,062 hours, but not the days. But the teachers would still have to go and fulfill their contract. So if you don't feel comfortable about this or need any more information, I mean, we can not do this. And, of course, our next meeting is not till July 20th. So
I'd like to make a motion that we approve those times so they can get started on some plans of action.
Okay. I have a motion by Stacy. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion by Stacy and a second by Bill that we go ahead and approve to amend our school calendar for next year, and school would be starting on August the 24th. Teachers would be there on the 10th, but the kids would tentatively be going on the 24th. Is there any other discussion?
I'd like to say that I think it's imperative that we go ahead and approve this because I think the students, the teachers, the parents, staff, everybody needs to be able to start making plans, and everything's just kind of been up in the air, and so we need to try to get back to normal as soon as we can and let people plan for what's got to happen. So it may have to change a little bit depending on what happens, but I think that we have to get started.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, if not, all those in favor of this motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, and this motion carries. Our next item is, our second item and last item is to discuss approve the hiring of an interim superintendent. Back on, I don't know what day did we, what was our board meeting? June
23rd, I think.
23rd,
no, the regular meeting.
15th.
Okay, yes, June 15th. We received from Nate a retirement letter that was effective August 31st. So we began, after that, we began seeking names to fill the interim superintendent as an interim superintendent when it comes time. I received four different names from different people, and we met on June the 23rd, and we sat in this room right here, and we talked about who we wanted to hire out of those. I mean, who we wanted to interview out of those four. Who did we want to interview? All four, three, two, one, or none? So we ended up agreeing that we wanted to hire, wanted to interview three. Last week, we spent Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night here interviewing three different candidates. And we came back on Tuesday night, and we met in executive session once again, and we talked about who we wanted to select, if any, or what we wanted to do. And so tonight, we're here at this process to approve the hiring of an interim superintendent. So at this time, I'd like to motion that we proceed. Do I hear a motion from someone?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we hire Mr. Heath Cartwright as interim superintendent of Caldwell County Schools.
All right. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. I have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim Cook that we hire Mr. Heath Cartwright as our interim superintendent. He will be here till probably June the 30th of 2021. I had to think what year this was. So, and that would hopefully, but then we would have our new superintendent in place. So let's go ahead and vote on that, and then we'll say some more things about Heath, okay? All those in favor, any discussion on that? All those in favor of this motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, and this motion carries. What I want to say about Heath, is originally from Caldwell County. He still has family here in Caldwell County. But you graduated in Fulton City in West Kentucky, and he spent most of his time in McCracken County. The last job before you retired, you were assistant superintendent after fulfilling the role of interim superintendent.
Flip-flop,
okay.
Superintendent.
We're excited to have you, Heath. He has some property here in Caldwell County that you spend some time at, and his wife Rhonda, and they have some grandchildren, and so I know that takes up a lot of time. But Heath is not a candidate for superintendent, so he will only fulfill our interim role wherever or whenever we acquire a new superintendent after we go through the process. He has said he's not interested in that. So, well, we appreciate him serving. Does anyone on the board want to say anything? Heath, do you want to say anything?
I just want to thank the board for your due diligence and spending your time to try to find what you feel is needed at this time for a district. I hope that I can be that for you. I hope to take the values that this community has asked you to instill in all aspects of this school district, filtered down through the staff and students. I hope that I can be an extension of that and that I can represent the School of Education in honor. I'm very honored and appreciative of this opportunity, and look forward to working with you.
If you didn't know tonight, Seth, his family's here, his two kids, and I'm glad you're here tonight because that helps us realize why we're here. It's about the children. When we talk about going to school, I know they'd probably love to go to school, right? Please say yes, okay? Mom says yes. Heath, we're so glad that you've accepted this, and we'll be able to work with you in the upcoming months, and you'll help us out and help us as we search for a superintendent. And I'm just excited about it as well. Anyone else got anything they want to say? All right. Do I hear a motion? We adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All right. A motion by Bill and a second by Seth that we adjourn. All those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this meeting is adjourned. Thank y'all for coming.